This is Senator Al Simpson. Would loosening up of antitrust laws help American companies to compete worldwide? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, for years now, we've sat befuddled while watching Japan squeeze our American high-tech companies out of the world marketplace. From TVs to semiconductors, America does the inventing while Japan cashes in. You and I could help change all this by allowing American high-tech firms to enter into joint venture partnerships, something our antitrust laws now prohibit. The way things are jimmied today, the companies in partnerships can only do research and development or manufacturing, but not both. But that's nuts. Because our antitrust laws are not flexible on this, American companies just find it too expensive to obtain fresh capital. But you never saw an anti-business bill you didn't like. The Japanese don't have that problem. They're laughing at Congress asleep at the switch, laughing all the way to the bank. Gonna help, Ted?
Al, what you're talking about happens to be a worthwhile Democratic initiative that's been percolating for months in Congress. The Bush administration suddenly woke up. They discovered that Congress is moving forward and they're rushing to catch up. As the saying goes, when you're being run out of town, get out in front and make it look like a parade. The antitrust laws protect free enterprise by banning collusion between firms that ought to be competing, but that absolute prohibition can be counterproductive, especially when the competition is not from another American firm, but from Europe and Japan. In 1984, Congress eased the antitrust laws a little so that U.S. companies can participate in joint international ventures involving R&D. Now it's time to do a little more and allow similar joint ventures for manufacturing and production. We'd be farther along with this idea, Al, if you and the administration hadn't been so late in signing up. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Honest Nutrition Labels on Food. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.